You know, that's football. Guys go down, and you know, even I went out on that last drive, and Chad Mustard came in. I mean, we just plugged guys in, and we got a lot of talent on this team, and Glenn Martinez stepped up and made some big plays. Selvin Young. I mean, the list goes on. There's guys on defense too, but you know, we got a lot of talent, and we get this thing rolling, and with everyone in sync, I think we'd be a heck of a ball club.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know,
was
we'll
your
see
foot
the
ankle or?
Doesn't matter at this point, does it? We got the win, and I live to see another day.
Tony, how many times in the last 2 weeks leading up to this game did you hear the words red zone?
A lot. I think that's a big part of you know, things that we need to improve on, and we obviously went in there. And we had a heck of a game plan. We practiced hard all week and kind of a different practice style all week, and we were focused. And like I said, this was a must-win game for us, and we stepped up and got the win.
What do you mean by different practice style?
Well, I mean, we just, it's more crisp. I mean, I shouldn't say different practice style, just, I mean, the demeanor of the team was different. I think we're kind of feeding off the Rockies at the same time. You know, we're seeing the Rockies' success, and then, you know, we're like, we need to step up. You know, the city's so excited about the Rockies right now, and, you know, we don't want to let the city down. It's a great sports town, and I think if we get this thing rolling, the Rockies rolling in the World Series, I mean, it'll be a great time in Denver.
How much confidence boost is it that you threw the ball around a little bit in the red zone? You caught the touchdown pass, Brandon caught the touchdown pass. I mean, a lot of times you guys have been a little conservative in the red zone, but you guys opened it up a little bit. I know it was third down a couple of times, so you had to, but was that a nice thing to kind of break through there? You think that's a big
one? Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of weapons, especially for the red zone. I consider myself a weapon. Brandon Marshall, Brandon Stokely, with his experience, I mean, even the running back. So we got a lot of options, and just got to iron that out and figure out, you know, who to get the ball to and what kind of matchups we're getting from the defense. I mean, so you go, it's kind of a week-to-week thing. You know, maybe we needed to run it the past couple weeks, and it kind of goes like that. So bottom line is we got the win tonight, and it's a big win for this team, and we're going to next week, another big game on national TV.
How much did getting more consistent playing time help you tonight versus playing only occasionally the first
evening? I mean, it obviously helps. It's kind of, you can kind of relate it to the DH in baseball. I mean, going in and you're cold and you go in there for certain plays, and you definitely get into a more of a rhythm going out there almost every play, and it just feels great to get back out there and help the team out. It's tough sitting back and knowing you want to contribute, knowing you want to make plays, and we're just glad I got the opportunity tonight and just keep rolling.
How much pain are you feeling right now in your foot?
It's still sore, yeah. But I have no sharp pains, nothing like that where it hinders my cutting ability.
So it's not as bad now as it was?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I still notice it. It's still sore, but at the same time, it's healed, so I'm 100% confident in it.
So if this team had to name an MVP right now, would it be Jason Elam?
I think you'd have to. And Jay Cutler, I think he's got a lot of pressure in this town, and I think every week he steps up and gets better and better, and he's going to be a great one.
Did you think when they got to the 30-yard line, kind of stopped, did you think, oh, we need to get closer, or is it, oh, we've got Jason?
No, I think okay. I looked up at the flags, he had a little wind in his back, and I don't think you can get much of a better clutch kicker than Jason Elam. So I think we were all confident and just got the win.